Hello, friends. If you've listened to this show for any length of time, you know I'm pretty simple when it comes to clothes. Whether I'm headed to the stadium in Oxford, running around New Albany, or just trying to get through another long day, I don't need a closet full of stuff. I just want clothes that fit, hold up, and don't make me think twice. That's why I've become a fan of Quince. My Quince organic cotton t-shirt has become one of those things I reach for all the time. It's comfortable, it fits the way I like, and after plenty of washes, it still looks new. Honestly, that's what surprised me the most about Quince. You expect that kind of quality from designer brands, but Quince delivers it without the designer price tag. Whether it's premium denim, tailored chinos starting at just $60, or even bedding, cookware, and travel gear, Quince has become one of my go-to brands because I know what I'm getting every time. Quince works directly with ethical factories and cuts out the middlemen, so you're getting premium materials for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Upgrade your everyday. Download the Quince app for app-exclusive offers or go to quince.com/TOC. Get free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada and the UK too. That's Quince, Quince.com/TOC.
The Ole Miss Rebels are headed to Omaha in the College World Series. Welcome into today's Talk of Champions Spotlight. I'm your host, Brad Logan. It was announced earlier this week that Ole Miss would face North Carolina at 6 p.m. Central in Omaha. Just incredible. This team has made it all the way to the College World Series. Now, the top eight teams in the country will fight it out. Oddly enough, five of those belong in the Southeastern Conference. This team could not be where it is without its leadership on the team. Whether it be Will Furniss, Judd Utomark, Hayden Federico, Hunter Elliott, and many, many more, this team has lived and died by its leadership. One of those leaders is Will Furniss, the talented first baseman for Ole Miss. Let's just say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. His dad, Dr. Eddie Furniss, at one point in his career, was a terrific ball player for LSU. Played for LSU, but Will understands that his dad, his mom, and his entire family all very close and very appreciative of the bond they share.
How important are they for you? I know I talked to you before the season, but having them on the road had to be really cool.
Yeah, they've been to every single series this year, which is awesome. It's unbelievable. I mean, I got to eat with my family this for lunch today. You know, they mean the world to me. My dad is, you know, obviously one of the all-time greats, and he's helped me through literally everything in college.
Taking a look at Eddie in his own right at LSU, number of home runs, all types of records. He learned from the best. And it's interesting that Dr. Eddie Furniss now, and then Eddie Furniss, the dad of Will Furniss, learned from Skip Bertman. That's exactly who head coach Mike Bianco learned from. The catcher during the 1989 national championship of Ben McDonald won that national championship while at LSU. He served in a number of different capacities at LSU. Now at Ole Miss, his third College World Series. He's got one national championship back in 2022, and this is an opportunity where Ole Miss can fight through their bracket and possibly have an opportunity to win the second national championship under the tenure of head coach Mike Bianco. Coach Bianco talked about that leadership and why it's so important after the team beat Auburn in the Super Regionals to head off and punch his ticket to the College World Series.
Probably the time that you're talking about, that was the first thing that's, you know, the first time that we lost players, you know, and that we felt that. And, you know, maybe I was a little naive, you know, maybe I wasn't ready for that. But, you know, in this era, sometimes that happens. And, you know, when I think back to Will, you know, guys that were good players, Judd, and, you know, those guys looking you in the face and said, no, I'm good, I'm here. And you know, back then Luke Hill was a big leader on the team, and there was this contingency of guys that kind of held it together. And certainly you appreciate it, you know, so much in this era, you know, of NIL and the transfer portal, you know, so much is, you know, put on the kids, and it's hard, it's pressure from the parents, pressure from the agents, pressure from a lot of different people. But you appreciate the guys that stick it out, you know, and you know, you got to think about guys like Will and Judd. You know, they weren't, you know, stars at that time. You know, Will had a really good freshman year. Judd didn't play much his freshman year. And so, you know, for those guys who look back at it, I think now, you know, and 4 years later, or 3 years later, probably for that point, how cool that is, you know, for those guys to be in that dog pile, and guys that stuck it out, guys that love Ole Miss, you know, their parents and their family, you know, their parents are here every weekend, the way it's supposed to be, you know. And so, you know, I think that part of it makes you feel good.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
Rebels, your truck is here. Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Oxford presents the all-new Ram Rebel. It's Ram, the Rebel way. Send an unmistakable signal. Rebel, 24/7. Ram Rebel, from your friend in the car business. Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Oxford.
Come by, let's be friends.
I'm Warrior Philip Hearn. Raising my family here in Mississippi, I've tried to teach my kids to help others. I learned that from my parents. And as a Mississippi lawyer, I want to help you too. If you're hurt in a traffic accident, 18-wheeler wreck, or have insurance trouble, call 601-720-3541. That's my cell. You call, I'll answer. Let's get started. Make your first call to the Hearn Law Firm today.
Life is made up of moments. We care about those moments as much as you do. We are Modern Woodmen, a fraternal financial services organization. Member-owned, not stockholder-run. Since 1883, we've supported families, strengthened communities, and helped people reach their financial goals. From protection to saving to retirement planning, let us help you plan for those special moments in your life. We are Modern Woodmen of America.
The fan support at Ole Miss, the fan support specifically baseball, has been fantastic. The crowds inside Plainsman Park, Hitchcock Field in Auburn, Alabama, were nothing short of amazing. I did not anticipate that type of crowd, but the Ole Miss fans, they stood up and they stood out. And head coach Mike Bianco understood the importance of fan support. We had a chance to visit with some parents of some players. They talked about how the players could look outside the dugout, look to their left, and see all of those Ole Miss fans cheering them on. As for Coach Matt Bianco, he understands that baseball is important at Ole Miss, and he's grateful that so much fan support, and I'm sure a ton of fan support will be in Omaha for this Ole Miss baseball team.
Yeah, no, just, you know, the Ole Miss family shows up, you know, and I know they'll show up in Omaha, you know, next weekend. It's neat. It's, not as many, obviously, in Nebraska. That's far way away. But it was neat that it was drivable and so many people showed up and to come out, you know, the gate just to walk over here, you know, and you know, walk through a, you know, just a, you know, flood of people. Again, another thing that, you know, that I'm proud of, that, you know, baseball's important at our school. You know, people, you know, love Ole Miss baseball, and you know, for people to show up and, you know, be excited. And they're not just parents. You know, there's only so many parents. You know, the parents are there all the time, but to watch the people that travel with us, and we'll see that again next week, it's really cool.
It's Ole Miss and North Carolina. We'll see who stays in the winner's bracket. The winner will face the winner between Troy and West Virginia. That will happen on Sunday at 6 p.m. as the first game is on Friday night at 6 p.m. I know there'll be an incredible Ole Miss crowd in Omaha, Nebraska. The Rebels in the College World Series for the first time since 2022. And Ole Miss head coach Mike Bianco trying to relive some magic from that 22 season when the Rebels won that 2022 Baseball National Championship. Tickets obviously are going to be at a premium. From everybody that we've spoken to, Ticketmaster.com is your best bet. Also, lodging's always going to be an issue. Nearby Lincoln, Nebraska could be a spot to where you might find a hotel room that's not a small fortune. it's a situation to where it's a bucket list item for a number of people. If you've never been, I encourage you, support the Rebels and go to Omaha, Nebraska to the College World Series. It'll be the most fun that you've ever had. It is an incredible moment if you love college baseball, and you can relive so many of those memories as you get older, remembering you had a chance to see Ole Miss in the College World Series. There'll be wall-to-wall coverage for you on the Talk of Champions, and of course, the Ole Miss Spirit. That's an affiliate of On3. You can go to omspirit.com. There are threads and there are articles, and Jake Thompson has done a terrific job this year covering Ole Miss baseball. Ben Garrett and I will have full coverage for you on the Talk of Champions. We could not have done what we did in Auburn without our friends at the College Corner Store. They've got all your College World Series merchandise available now. Shop online at collegecornerstore.com or go to their Oxford location just past the Chick-fil-A in Northeast Oxford, just off of Sisk Avenue, past the theater on the left, right past the Chick-fil-A on the left. It's the College Corner Store. Could not do what we do all of our sponsors as sponsors here on the Talk of Champions podcast. Wall-to-wall coverage of Ole Miss and Omaha in the College World Series right here on the Talk of Champions.
Don't want the Reds get hot.